Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Madame St. Clair, please come in, have a seat.
Thank you, Lita.
My condolences regarding Bunky. He was a good man.
Merci, Lita.
You have finally come to pay me a visit. Now that your attempt to eliminate Schultz did not go as planned.
No, it did not.
Gertrude! Gertrude?
Sí, señora Munoz.
Bueno, tráenos unos bocadillos y té, por favor.
Yes, ma'am. Sí, señora Munoz.
I truly enjoy having my German maid speak Espanol.
How do you know she understands you?
She figures it out.
I need your help getting Schultz.
Luciano and the others are sick and tired of him. He will get what's coming to him.
So Clayboys look the other way when it comes to their own.
Why not go to your beloved France?
No, if I leave now, Schultz wins. And I lose everything. I have only just begun, Rita.
I'm not going to get involved in this war between you and Schultz.
Wake up, Rita. This war is not only between me and Schultz. This is a war on all of us. With young man Pierre in the pen, Schultz and the others will make moves on his territory.
I won't let that happen.
Pierre entrusted you with his million-dollar fortune. I expected you to be more savvy when it comes to building alliances.
You came to me for help.
If Schultz somehow manages to cut me down, you being a woman, holding the purse strings to a man's fortune, will be next. I would put my last dime on it. It will be a shame. Windmiller is released and only has a flophouse to return to.
What do you suggest?
Evelyn Carson is building a prostitution case against these goons. Her plan is to connect Luciano to the bails and protection he pays for the poor skirts. We collectively have enough information and power to sink Schultz and Luciano. You, me, Wilhelmina, the house madam, there are half a dozen other small-time women policy bankers.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to walk the last few blocks. I think I was being followed.
You're shaking like a leaf, Wilhelmina.
You got any brandy? Schultz has really lost his mind. Your little raid, Stephanie, has made him even more paranoid. He drinks too much, and he keeps his heater fully loaded on him at all times. I'm afraid for my life working for him.
But Wilhelmina is Schultz's controller. He has no business without you. You're too valuable.
I am as valuable to him as your comptroller Martin was to you, Stephanie. After he was murdered in his own apartment, you hired the man who killed him.
Martin? Talk too much, which is what got him killed.
I have to get out from under Schultz. You both have to help me.
I don't understand why the whores are talking. It's putting everyone in jeopardy. One woman had her face slashed, another woman had her children taken away.
Écoutez, the case that Carson is building against Luciano, or heads of Luciano, Schultz, and half a dozen other white men moving in on Harlem, without any of us getting any blood on our hands. With them gone, there will be more for us, as it should be. So in order to make all of that happen, we need to provide some place safe for the whores while they wait this out.
I have a place outside of Atlantic City. They can stay there.
And we have to find a man named Reynolds.
I don't know any Reynolds.
Neither do I.
Garçon, need him to connect Luciano.
Gracias, Olga.
I thought her name was Gertrude.
Olga, Gertrude. Sugar or milk?
I'll have a tea with brandy.
Tea and brandy sounds good. Thank you. I will tell the ADA the dive's too late. These raids will keep Schultz and Luciano preoccupied.
And there will be a dent in their take because of all the bails and payoffs they will have to pay.
The more bail they pay for her is...
The more evidence the lawyer has for her case.
All of that will make Dutch even more agitated.
I'll have two of my men keep an eye on you.
Will they be in that dump office with me when that motherfucker has a heater in one of his paws and gropes my ass with the other?
Why don't you join the skirts in Atlantic City?
Thank you.
Now, how much money do we need?
I have a few yards. That may be enough for a few days.
Stephanie, are you sure that the DA will raid only the places you tell them to?
Yes. Garçon said that no one is giving her the addresses she needs. She will listen to me.
I will get the money we need for everyone to get out, more than enough.
Who?
Schultz.
Wilhelmina, you just said you weren't going back.
That no good piece of shit owes me.
No. You and the others will leave town tonight.
I am not leaving without getting what belongs to me, and that motherfucker needs to pay.
Ojo por ojo.
Stephanie, can you guarantee that Schultz is not busted tomorrow? I need a day to get the money.
Guaranteed.
Rita, I want four of your men outside of Schultz's warehouse.
Como no, puedo arreglar eso.
And I'm gonna need a heater.
Sí, toma uno de los míos. You know how to use this?
Yeah. I've had to burn powder before. I'm ready.
Manos, what are you doing here?
I come to warn you about that Mondesir girl. I know she's important to you. She's been in cahoots with Luciano, scheming something against you.
How do you know that?
I'm Luciano's driver and I hear things.
He trusts you.
That's his mistake, not mine.
It seems everyone's mistake is trusting you, Manos. How did you know where Martin's stash was?
What?
One of my bankers. The one you killed.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know how I knew. Word on the street.
You knew where the money was because Martin couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Are you telling me to do the same?
I'm telling you that you are smart enough to know the value of the information you have. What do you want?
With Bunky gone, God rest his soul, you're gonna need some protection. And in return, I get what I've always wanted. My own bank. I figure five large start.
$5,000? It started with 2 yards.
$200 was 10 years ago. Times have changed, Madam Queen. I will give you 10% off the top before I even make my payouts and costs.
Why not ask Luciano?
Truth is, he ain't got no class. And the guys in his crew have a short life expectancy. I intend to live a good, long life, making an honest living.
And you aren't worried about him coming after you?
Luciano don't get his own hands dirty. And I know his goons' tricks, creatures of habit. I'll know if they're coming for me, and I will be prepared. They'll forget about me in a few months, move on to the next chump.
All right. 25.
A quarter of the business?
It is an incentive. And you will start with 2 large. The sooner you pay off your 2 large, the sooner we can go down to 10%.
And how long do I pay you the 10%?
That depends on the information you are about to give me about Michelle and Luciano. Come inside. We'll have lunch.
Full name?
Michelle Renee Modessieu.
Date of birth?
November 22nd, 1914.
Ah, 1122. That's an angel number.
Beg pardon?
An angel number. The number to play for an angel is 1122 or 112 or any combination of 1 and 2.
Oh, I see. Well, I wouldn't know anything about playing the numbers, Miss Garson. I leave that old country superstitious games of luck and nonsense to the unenlightened saps who believe that a dime bet will make them rich. If you want a good life, you must work hard for it.
and you would know the value of hard work.
Oh, I do indeed. I attend a countless number of teas, luncheons, and events as part of fundraising efforts for the poor people down on their so-called luck. So lazy and unenthused. The very least they can do is take a broom and sweep up their hovels once in a while.
Place of birth?
Of Bourgogne? That's in France.
Your address?
33-1 Fifth Avenue. Is that an angel number or so?
No, it isn't. Race?
Why do you ask that?
It is on the form.
My race is obvious.
Well, we colored folk, for example, come in all shades.
And we white people come in one shade. White.
Mm-hmm. Who paid the bail for you in Pennsylvania?
Richards. No, Reynolds, I believe.
And how were you to compensate Mr. Reynolds for the bail he paid?
He told me I would have to pay Luciano by working for him.
He said that?
Yes.
Those are the words he used?
Yes, I do not lie, Miss Carson.
Oh, I believe you. I just can't believe how blunt he was. He is a lawyer. No wonder he's in hiding. Do you have an address for Reynolds?
Of course not. I put all of that behind me. Am I finished? I do have some social engagements to attend this afternoon.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you for coming. Let me write down my telephone number in case you should remember anything. Where is my stationery?
Why do you have scraps of paper with numbers on them?
Oh, that is evidence. One of my witnesses is up for 5 to 10 for being arrested for policy slips.
My heavens. Could you tell me a bit more about the importance of Reynolds to your case?
Oh, I just need to ask him some questions.
Why?
Prostitution is illegal.
As it should be. No woman of good stock in any decent upbringing would ever think to enter such a profession.
Paying for the protection of those who provide such services can be linked to paying for the services. And it seems that...
Luciano paid my bail by way of Reynolds, therefore paid for prostitutes.
It is the exchange of money that is important.
What if I were to find Reynolds? Will he and Luciano be put in jail?
Luciano could face up to 25 years.
My, my, my.
Let me know if you happen to meet Reynolds in your social circles.
Oh, certainly. Have a good day. I can see myself out. Ida? Ida, I must speak to you right away.
Not now, dear. I'm late for an appointment with Isabel. You know how she gets when you're late. She rushes to stay on schedule. I mean, she yanks her hair.
Ida,
and...
I must talk to you immediately. It's very important.
We'll talk at dinner.
Ida, please stop. I was summoned to the district attorney's office. They're in dire need of decent ventilation in that building. I don't care if it's the tallest structure in Manhattan. The secretary I spoke to is building a case against Luciano.
A secretary is building a case?
The Negro woman who took my testimony.
It's not a testimony if it wasn't in court.
She's collecting evidence for a case for prostitution, and I mean to say, you and I have the missing link she needs to complete her investigation.
And what might that be?
Reynolds.
A good-for-nothing sack of shit.
She needs to know where he is.
Why are you looking at me? I don't know where he is.
Ida, you must! If we provide her with Reynolds, it will sink Luciano.
I wouldn't know the first thing.
Put the call up for Reynolds. Luciano can get up to 25 years in prison. After what he did to you, don't you want him to be punished? And Reynolds, to assist him in that vicious attack against you.
All right, all right. Isabel has Reynolds' sister's information. I suppose I can start there. She is the one who introduced us in the first place.
With that gorilla Luciano off the street, we can start enjoying ourselves again.
He isn't off the streets yet. Supper at 6:30 sharp.
A biento. One down, one to go.
Michelle. I wasn't expecting you. It is so good to see you. I read about the debutante ball in the papers. You are a delight to society. I am very proud of you.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. I'm sorry I cannot extend an invitation to you. The banquet hall where the ball was held is very exclusive, you see, and I didn't think
that doesn't matter. The important thing is that you are well on your way.
Yes, well, I can't visit for too long. I came to give this to you.
A book? Did you get it from Luciano?
Luciano? I won it in a bet. You should be proud of me. I suppose I inherited some of your gambling blood.
Thank you. That means so much to me.
Now that you have your little book, do you think I could get an increase in my allowance?
Of course. Will an increase of $100 a week suffice?
Merci beaucoup, Stephanie. And I was thinking we could have dinner one evening.
That would be lovely. When?
Oh, my social calendar is so full at the moment, but I will let you know shortly. Wow, my manners. I'm so sorry for your loss, Stephanie. Did you like the flowers I sent you?
Yes. Thank you.
Bunky was a dear, sweet soul. You must feel like your right arm is cut off.
Yes. And piece of my heart. The rest of my heart belongs to you.
Yes. How poetic, Stephanie. I've been thinking.
Yes, dear.
Perhaps it's time for you to transition some of your accounts to businesses that are more legitimate. I'm amongst the upper echelon of high society. I cannot walk around town with cash in my purse like some street worker.
Absolutely not. No daughter of mine would.
I need a count at Bergdorf's and Wanamaker's, and legitimate stocks that will provide a decent allowance for me to live on. The penthouse on Fifth Avenue should be in my name.
I agree. I will begin to make arrangements tomorrow.
Thank you, Stephanie.
We are all that we have, Michelle. And I want to be sure you are provided for in case something should ever happen to me.
Oh, don't say such things, Stephanie. Nothing will ever happen to you. You are invincible.
Why don't we schedule our dinner together?
Let us have dinner. Once all of this business is settled, then we can celebrate. Oh, my, look at the time. I must go.
Goodbye, dear.
Two down.
You wanted to see me, madam?
Yes, once. Michelle just visited. She gave me my book.
Just as I said she would. Luciano had me hand-deliver that book to her. She sat on it for a few days. They're planning something.
I want eyes on her. If she and Luciano do so much, let's pass each other on the sidewalk. I want to know about it. You work it out with the fellas.
Yes, madam.
I will also need you to drive me to Central Savings Bank tomorrow morning.
You're still gonna give that dame what she wants?
We are like family.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all. At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app or just go to weopenat6.com.